Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Dog hates candy wrappers, greedy baby, sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Dog loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the Bummershoot Arts, Comedy, and Music Festival. I didn't mean to give music third billing, that seems to be the main thing. In Seattle, Washington! One of my two favorite states in the country, because you know why. It's Sunday, August 31st, right? August 31st, 2014, Wolf Street, Fight Terminator 2, Judgment Day of the Dead Men Walking Tall, The President's Men in Black, Fisher King, Ralph, Dog Day, Afternoon Delight, Sleep Perfect, Murder by Death Wish 3, A Me, Ghost World's End of Watch, Men Don't, Leaving Las Vegas, Food Law, Jingle All the Wayne's World's Fastest, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom's Days of Thunder! I thought I couldn't memorize things anymore, but there you have it. Let me see your name tags, Bummershoot. Beautiful, you brought name tags. Let's move on. We've got 1 hour and 4 great guests, you guys, so I just want to get them out here. Does that sound good to you? Oh, but first, Vegas, come to the Plaza Hotel on Saturday, September 6th at 4:20 if you're in or near Vegas for another attempt at a Doug Loves Movies taping. This time with, I think it's going to be air conditioned this time. So I'm excited about that. The prize bag includes a beautiful poster created by Barry the Art Guy, at Barry the Art Guy, for my Duck Dynasty special that we taped last week at the Neptune Theater. And I think there's a few more left, and so I'll be at Flatstock here at Bummershoot right after this show if you want to buy one for me to sign, and I can also like blow weed smoke on it if you want. I think that's a nice gesture. We'll sort through the bag with these guests because, as usual, Bumbershoot, there's a lot of great people running around, and one person, I don't even know why he's in town, so we're going to have to get into that with him. Everybody, please give a big, warm welcome to Ken Jennings, W. Kamau Bell, Rory Scovel, and Werner Herzog. I was like, let's put the chairs in front of the table so that the people don't just lean on the tables like they're at a cocktail party. And then you guys just arranged it so you could do that anyway. So I guess it's just natural. Also, gotta say, I'm impressed that none of my guests have spoken yet. That's never happened. Usually somebody has something to say right away. You guys are frighteningly quiet right now. Let's start with Mr. Werner Herzog, everybody.
Dankeschön. Dankeschön, Doug. What a pleasure it is to be here, as always.
Somebody yelled something at you, I think. Are you okay up there?
Coming from where I come from, we tend not to encourage the yelling of mobs quite so much anymore. It's frowned upon.
I apologize for encouraging it. What did you bring for the prize bag?
I brought, of course, applets and cutlets. the snack beloved by the elderly to remind us that the grave awaits us all. It's also a nice summertime treat. And of course, as I abhor nature, I brought the most chemically thing I could, a 5-hour energy drink. It's made of pure science.
Yeah, it's grape-flavored science.
Oh, grape. I wish I'd read the label more carefully. I don't like that it's flavored by something natural. Yeah, I wish they had one that's called electricity flavored. Or it's the flavor of a USB port. Don't act like you haven't at one time or another put your tongue on the opening of a USB port just to see what it would feel like to be a cybernetic machine.
Yep, no hands are going up on that one.
There is no need. The audience is unanimous.
Yes.
Here's something else the audience is unanimous about. Their love of local phenom, Ken Jennings, everybody.
Thank you.
He's won on Jeopardy more than all of you put together. Yeah. He's that good.
But not on Doug Loves Movies, probably.
It's a tough game because anybody could throw a wrench in the works. It's made so that the best people don't always win, you know?
Obviously.
You
got to
give the losers a chance on the show. It's my feeling.
It's the Wheel of Fortune of podcasts.
What?
I don't know.
What?
That's a.
I think Pat Sajak is a likable fellow. It's fun to watch people be dumb. I don't know how much fun, though. Sometimes the listeners of the show, they get frustrated when the guests are not getting it. And so I think that's part of the fun today is that we've got four panelists who actually know how to play. And and Ken brought for the prize bag a trivia almanac.
I enjoy trivia from time to time.
Does this book pin down at what point in history these facts become trivial? And of course, the weather conditions on that day.
Oh, no. Wow.
It's like the 5-second rule. You know, everything's trivial to me immediately.
Has anyone,
for example,
has anyone made a movie about you? Because that bleak statement makes me think there's a film in you, Ken Jennings.
We should talk.
We should talk.
We should talk after.
We shall exchange electronic business cards after the show.
I'm a true trivia addict. I could just read this. But instead, I'm going to introduce another guest that's here. Mr. Rory Scovel, you guys. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Star of the show. It's coming back for second season, Top Shelf.
That's right.
And it's on TBS.
Yep. It's a bar show. It's only rich people drinking.
They,
it's called Top Shelf.
They know drama. Boom. Characters, no thank you. Characters, get off our porch. And this show, the program is called Ground Floor. And thank you for yes-anding me on that.
Well, I mean, what would that have looked like? I was like, it's called Ground Floor, Doug.
You would have looked like a lot of my guests. It would have been perfect. But,
it's not fucking Top Shelf.
A lot of people think I'm making a mistake when I'm just trying to have some fun. But you're coming back for another season. When does it start?
It has started, and it premieres December 9th. So we're shooting it now, and premieres December 9th.
Time traveler, Rory Scovel.
That's a little more clear.
We've started, and it's pretty much over. If you missed it, catch it again on December 9th.
And you brought a nice piece of vinyl for the prize bag.
I sure did.
You brought your album live at Third Man Records.
It's valued. You can't put a price on that, and that's why we're giving it away for free today.
There you go. And W. Kamau Bell is here, everybody. You enjoying your bumper shoot time?
Yeah. I you didn't ask me for anything for the prize bag, and I feel bad now.
I texted you about it.
Oh, that's my... you don't have my new number.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying you're going to get it. I'm just saying you don't have it.
You got some...
Well, here, I got a Starbucks card that they gave us in the goodie bag.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's got 33 cents on it.
No way.
Yeah.
You spent four... something?
$4.67.
Okay.
Perhaps black. Doug could blow some coffee breath on it.
Oh, this isn't coffee. This is some liquid marijuana that somebody gave me. And it tastes... And you're not going to want any because it's grape flavored. So... What? Did I ask you why you're in town, Werner?
No.
Kamau, you're here. You're doing shows all weekend.
That was quite a segue. Yes, I'm here doing shows. I have a show tomorrow at 1.
All right.
Thank you, three people. Starting to understand why I got canceled. I said it about me.
We get to get really sweet crowds here. You can get them to all like that pretty easy.
Well, you know, as a father of a 3-year-old, my wife's pregnant. She's due soon. So. And it's a mixed race baby, which is the cutest baby. So, empirically true.
This fact transcended the awe and took it straight to applause.
We're touched by babies, but we applaud mixed race ones.
Yeah. Think globally, act locally.
B- Boom, characters, drama. So I've got a salami from Olympic Provisions in Portland. It's a cacciatore. Somebody gave me this. When did I get this? Yesterday? Yeah, you gave this to me yesterday. What's your name, young lady? Annabelle? And what is it?
It's tea cookies.
It's tea cookies? Yeah. But they don't have weed in them.
No, they don't.
Wow, Doug.
Posh British pot cookies. Tea only.
So that's going in the prize bag.
Wow. Wow. I've never seen you angrier, Doug.
He's never seen a cookie without weed in it. First time.
I'm so irate right now. I got a buy one, get one burrito bowl, salad, or order of tacos from a Chipotle stand here, yeah. Threw that in the bag. Here's a piece of soap I got that's just fun because it says monkey farts on the front of it. If that's what monkey farts smells like, I wouldn't mind having a monkey in my face all day. And then lady gave me a couple of these. I was trying to spread them around. It's a children's book, I guess. It's called If a Peacock Finds a Pot Leaf. Yeah.
So what happens, wherever
weird things are sold.
Do we know what happens when a peacock finds a
pot? I didn't skip ahead because I'm going to wait for the movie.
Does this peacock trip out on its own colorings for hours and hours?
I'm sure that's a way they could have gone with it. But like I said, I haven't read it. No more questions. The floor is closed. And this little rubber savable thing, a guy gave me a bunch of them, so I keep putting them in the prize bags and my album. All that is going to be somebody's today. But let's talk about movies for a quick hot second before we play the Leonard Maltin game. Have you been to the movies lately, Ken Jennings?
Yeah. I saw Boyhood a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Now, how'd you set aside the, 9 or 10 hours it takes to accomplish that?
I watched it in real time. It took 12 years.
Oh, goodness.
Director's cut.
You've just been walking around watching it on your phone right. For a decade. But you enjoyed it?
It made me sad. I have an 11-year-old boy, and he's about to hit the unlikable part of the movie, like the second act, you know?
Hmm.
Where's the
I just been so on the fence about seeing it, and you really just kept me on the not seeing it.
I saved you $11.
I'm remaining a Nazi when it comes to Boyhood. I'm gonna not see it. Don't be sad. It's just my life that I'm screwing up. You still are enriched by it. I just think it's a trap. I like to call it the Terrence Malick trap. No, this one you'll love. Every time since Badlands. Kamau, what have you seen lately?
I just saw $1 Million Arm on a plane.
Oh yeah, me too. I saw it on a plane. It was a nice, sweet place to see it.
Yeah, I feel like it's just another part of John Hamm's continuing series of it's harder to be a successful white guy than a struggling minority. I knew I'd lose most of the crowd on that one. That's all right.
Ah, but he's still got that mixed baby. Don't forget.
Yeah.
The old mixed baby card.
Boom!
Was that the actual baby
TNT characters?
You were throwing onto the table?
No, that's how you make a mixed baby. That's my penis, and it boom, and it explodes, and my wife is like, ah!
10 minutes later, mixed baby.
10 minutes later, yes. Yeah, the gestation period is very short for the mixed baby.
All of the prizes are in a bag that says I Heart Portland on it that I got while I was in Portland. So that'll be fun for somebody here to carry around. And then there's a look at the Doug Dynasty poster that's we're giving away tonight. I guess I should sign it, right? And speaking of signs and name tags... Oh, wait! My apologies. Have you been to the cinema?
You two guys? I only went two guys deep and gave up on it?
Yeah.
Jesus.
A personal worst.
So moving on to the next portion of the... What have you seen, Rory?
I recently watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger Pumping Iron documentary on Netflix.
That's fun seeing him. He tokes in that, right?
I don't. Yes, he does. He tokes in that, and he's mean to Lou Ferrigno. Yes. I don't know if people are booing Arnold or Lou, or weightlifting in general.
They're yelling for Lou.
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 He's not coming out, you guys.
Because he can't hear it.
Dude. I didn't take credit for that. I don't know. Did anyone think it was funny? I'll take it if it was. Hey, I'll burn Lou. What do I care?
Werner, have you been to the cinema?
I regret that I have not been able to go to the cinema for pleasure, but only for research, as I'm working on a new film. It's Sleepless in Seattle, Port of Call, : Seattle.
Whoa! I love that title.
In this film, Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks switch roles.
What? Oh no!
And they have a battle on the top of the Space Needle. The winner gets to decide whether mankind will continue as a race.
This sounds like an ambitious sequel.
I like to take things in different directions.
Well, that's the best possible direction. Of
also,
that
I've been, it's not about movies, but I've been binge-watching Days of Our Lives.
How far back did you go?
I started from the beginning. I went to the Museum of Television and Radio. I'm just about into the 60s now.
How long is it going to take to catch up?
Until the end of my life. I would like the episodes I do not finish to play on a screen on my gravestone. So that others may complete my work.
All right, well... That brings me to the part of the show where I say, let the games begin! And begin they shall! Brought to you by SeattlePI.com! That was weird. I don't know what happened to my voice there.
And perhaps Pepperidge Farm cookies.
Yes. Gentlemen, pick your name tags. Like the wind. Schnell. Schnell.
Oh, right there.
Look at them go. They're not messing around. They have no commercials to go to. Rory took his microphone with him.
I didn't want a single second to be lost.
That was very efficient the way you guys did that. Also, quietest audience during that part. Did you just size up these guys as like, if we yell and stuff, they're not gonna pick us. We just have to
sure.
We just have to pray. Just have to hope to be chosen. That was very interesting. Okay, let's move on, Doug. Ken, well, who are you playing for?
I'm playing for Greg, I assume. 8 Gregged Freaks. And it lights up. The spiders actually wiggle and light up.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty excited. Tastes like electricity.
Who are you playing for, Kumail?
Monty Python and the Holy Bell. There we go. And it comes with cookies. But they don't have weed in them, so don't get angry, Doug. All right? Just regular cookies.
Put them in the prize bag.
So angry. Jesus.
No.
What are you doing there, Rory?
Werner's trying to steal my cardboard thing. Is your name Truey?
What?
It is Eli.
So not
many
correct.
Many will wonder who
Truey
or Eli. Well, Occam's Razor.
What's that a poster of?
It's True Lies. I was immediately drawn to it because I just referenced this gentleman in a film I had just recently seen.
True Lies.
And I thought Truey is a weird
right.
name.
Eli is right there in True Lies in the middle of that. Yeah, it's very clever, but he went with Truey.
The E is even red to show its devotion to Eli more so than the true.
Werner, who are you playing for?
I am playing for Saturday Mike Fever, who has taken the iconic poster for the film Saturday Night Fever and placed over it the heads of one of the contestants and a complete stranger. And this Mike is very industrious, and not knowing who the guests would be, he has brought along in an envelope other heads, the heads of potential guests. He has a couple
of
ducks.
Clever.
There's a Janine Garofalo, Eugene Merman, shouting Pete Holmes. It's a shame he did not have a Werner Herzog.
But you chose it anyway.
I love disco dancing. It is the purest expression of rage. I will fight anyone who says otherwise.
All right. Well, let's give everybody else a fighting chance here, a running head start. We'll have Ken go last on this first round. Don't you boo me. It's just like on Jeopardy, only the opposite of how that works. Because the winner goes first each time, right, when you come back?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not doing it that way.
This is more, yeah.
I'm going to teach you a lesson.
There is either a baby or a jungle bird in this theater. I hope it is a baby.
I hope it's a jungle bird. So badly.
That hope will be wasted once this raptor claws your eyes out.
But seriously, Bumbershoot is the festival with the most babies I've ever been to in my life. It's almost Bumbershoot should just be their subtitle should be Festival for Babies, because there's babies at every show. It's pretty interesting. they always heckle. They always start talking shit. Like they sleep 20 hours a day, but they wake up just to say this show needs to stop now. I think the weed here makes me angry. So let's start right here with the great Werner Herzog, and then we'll go to Rory, and then Kamau, and then to Ken.
I accept your terms.
First person at 2 points wins. We get a four-way tie going. We get to have the asparagus pea category. It's one of my favorite things that happens. It's not one of Julie Andrews' favorite things, as it turns out. She doesn't mention it in that song.
Perhaps it is implied.
It certainly is, I think. I think there's too many, everyone has too many favorite things to name them all. I mean, Oprah had to have specials year after year.
Golden showers.
Full stop.
I almost, okay. at Drew Robbs on Twitter suggested, you say Ferrara, I say Ferrara. And that's the films of America Ferrara or Jerry Ferrara. No one's ever going to pick that. Penny Dreadful, that of course is the Penny Marshall films that Leonard Maltin gave two or less stars. And celebrating a birthday today, Chris Tucker. Yeah, sure. Please don't start yelling out names of Chris Tucker movies. It's like you almost don't know why we're here.
It wouldn't take that long, though. Rush Hour 1, Rush Hour 2, Rush Hour 3.
That could be part of the fun. I just don't know if Werner is much of a Chris Tucker aficionado. Which category would you like to play?
You say Ferrara, I say Ferrara.
I wasn't trying to like goad you into picking that one, but
and yet here we are.
Would you like a movie with Jerry or America from 2008 or 2010? Okay, Leonard gives this movie 3 stars. He says that it's inventively staged. And he also says...
He wrote that out.
Parentheses long side.
Especially.
Could somebody pass around some happy weed for Doug Benson this morning?
Especially in 3D. Yeah, that's why, probably why I sighed. I never think 3D should be recommended. But he says it's especially inventive in its use of 3D. Here we go. If that baby doesn't get a good whipping.
Was that a laugh?
You ruined the show.
Was that a laugh? I feel like that baby chuckled at the idea of 3D.
I think so.
Who would go in 3D?
Yeah. By the time that kid's seeing movies, you're going to be inside. You're going to be inside the movie. Oh, okay. We have agreement. He also calls this movie often enthralling. Often enthralling. And he lists 8 names. Can you think of any movies with America or Jerry that were often enthralling with 8 names? Werner Herzog, how many names?
I can name that film in 7 names.
That's a sneaky bit. I like it.
5 names is what I meant to say.
You gonna stay with that?
Yes.
5 names, Rory.
I want him to name that film.
All right. Your 5 names are Kristen Wiig, T.J. Miller, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, Jonah Hill, and America Ferrera. Out of 8. And the name of the film is?
2010.
Uh-huh.
Leonard enjoyed the staging.
Yes, he did. Especially, he liked the 3D version a lot. Was often enthralling. How often do you hear that associated with the name T.J. Miller?
Is this film?
I can't believe you don't know this.
You can't believe Werner doesn't know this?
I think he'll make a documentary on this subject someday.
The problem that I'm having is that I was convinced that it was another film, and then when I heard the names, I thought, that doesn't sound like the Dukes of Hazzard reboot to me.
I hate to say it, but you got anything?
Is the film... Shining Time Station.
No, it's the rest of the names are Craig Ferguson, Gerard Butler, and Jay Baruchel, and it's How to Train Your Dragon. How to Train Your Dragon. Yeah, those animated ones.
No kidding at all.
I presume that everyone knew the answer to this riddle.
There were a few out there that knew it. And so Rory's on the board with 1 point. We'll let
Truey, me and Truey.
Ken gets to pick the next category, then we'll go to Kamau. And you get to choose between these, Ken. At USonic on Twitter, EUSonic, suggested evacuate your vowels. And that is movies with titles that have no vowels in them. The vowels are completely gone from some movie titles, strangely enough.
It turns out.
Yes, it turns out sometimes you don't need vowels. At Laser with a Z, but lasers spelled with an S, suggested Into the Storm. What do you think that is, Ken? Into the Storm.
Movies about Seattle female basketball players. Tender lesbian coming of age story about two Seattle basketball players. No.
I wish. It's movies where Halle Berry has sex. That plays really nicely when somebody has a different example and then just sets me up beautifully. So I was going to say that no matter what. Because that's what it is. I'm not going to even ask you about this next one. Again... Not trying to goad you into picking this one, but nobody ever picks it. Who's Your Daddy? Which you'd think would be about something about Indiana. But I was in Indiana when this category came up, but Who's Your Daddy's just movies that have incest in them. Wait, is that all like a puppy or all like a kitten?
Would you clarify, how is it spelled?
Hoosier?
Is the category...
H-O-O-S-I-E-R, Hoosier.
But there is no connection to Indiana at all.
Besides the incest.
Other than...
It's not... It's not even movies in which a cast member of Hoosiers engages in on-screen incest.
No. That seems doable, right? That seems like a legit category. You might have directed it.
It's not even... Scenes with movies that feature incest with a basketball in frame.
Space Jam.
I'm telling you, I've been against it. All right, I'm just going to erase the category right now. It's never going to get played. But what do you think the answer
is? My plan worked.
What do you think the movie was? What was the movie, though?
Incest movie?
Yeah, 1974.
Wow.
Burt Young.
There were so many incest movies that year.
It was a big year for incest.
Oh, Chinatown.
Yes, it's Chinatown. Yeah.
Oh.
1 point.
Nope, you know? Shit for that.
Round of applause, yeah. Who likes Chinatown?
I'm going to give you a negative point for showing off.
The movie
off.
Or the location?
Just the location in various different cities.
Woo! Okay, for your third choice then, Werner, you get a Prairie Home Companion, which of course is...
Is it me again?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I apologize. It's Ken that's choosing. Prairie Home Companion. That's movies with bestiality. When you started campaigning against that category, maybe you think it was your turn to pick.
That one tracks a little better.
And also, yes. It's a Space Jam movie. Yes.
Which one of those would you like...
I'll go with the evacuate your vowels.
All right.
Or whatever.
You would. Consonant
one. Cornucopia.
I would.
Yeah, you would.
Famous for liking consonants.
Yes.
Ken Jennings.
Says so on your business card.
White people be liking consonants.
Well, it's true.
We are famous for it.
Seattle, back me up.
I'm going to get you one of my CDs so you know I'm not famous for the white people be liking jokes. But not exactly my genre.
That's not what, that's not people like
that. That's not my thing.
I'm going to try to make
still
that
be on the air if that were your thing. Yeah,
exactly, you're probably right about that. No, he's right. He's right. I was suggested that a lot of times. Yeah. I got pushed. That was
fucking
pushed
fucking white people.
Now that I'm famous for.
Boom, TNT characters.
Would you like a movie with no vowels? And this isn't the movie itself. This is just the title of the film. That'd be an interesting, like, dogma kind of movie-making thing. Let's make a movie without vowels. 1971, 1982, or 2002? Which year? Which vowel-less year?
71, 82, or 02? Mm-hmm. I will go...
incest.
I'll go 82.
Oh. 3.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie Slam Bang.
Also a bad year for Leonard.
He says that it had a sequel, and he says that one of the performers in this movie is nothing short of sensational. Yeah, and I forgot to mention, a favorite amongst babies. I bet you none of the baby noises are going to be even on the podcast, so we're going to all sound crazy talking about, talking about all these babies.
Do you hear babies? I hear babies.
Yeah.
Listening audience, you must believe us that babies exist.
I haven't heard a baby cry in a movie theater in a long time, though. It seems like they finally got the hint on that one. Or am I just the going babies, at the right time?
You feel as if the babies finally got the
babies
hint.
Are finally like, don't take us anymore. It's their first words. And then he lists a whopping 14 names.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think it's 14 names.
14. Ken. I can name it in 12.
Confident delivery.
Big man.
Bam. 12 and a half.
That's not so funny. That's a smart opening bit.
I just like how he said it. 12. I don't know.
This is beneath me.
The hell is a movie? All right.
Okay, I can name it in... I can name it in 5.
Oh my!
I'm just going all in. I'm just 5.
5 short of all in, but sure.
Yes.
You pushed a lot, but not
I
all of it.
Pushed a lot, yes.
What's Rory gonna do with that?
I think this is a test.
It's all a test.
He's going 12. You're already pushing to 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let the record show I'm doing Michael Jackson's bad dance move. Yes. But no, I think it's Beat It. Beat It.
It's getting to me. It's getting in my head. I'm not going to lie. It makes me like so nervous. I don't know.
This is more fun than that place where they throw the fish.
I'm gonna go with name it.
Oh, he says name it. Kamau gets 5 names that I assure you will lead him to the correct answer. And we'll put him on the board, but let's see what happens. Let's make it official. The last of your 5 names, the first I'm gonna say is the Bus Boys. Then the next name, Werner's laughing. The next name is Jim Haney, followed by Olivia Brown, Denise Crosby, and then Jonathan Banks would be your 5th name, which is interesting.
With no, wait, no vowels?
There's no vowels in the title.
Oh. Wait, you're just now asking that?
Yeah.
I then do the worst beat hit. Like. My shoulders just...
I thought I had it, and then the Bus Boys means it has to be an Eddie Murphy movie, right?
Right? I'm not helping.
Come on, man.
I don't fucking care.
Oh man,
Rory's gonna win the whole thing if you don't figure this out.
Which, honestly, I'm getting a vibe angers Doug. Come out, get it right, otherwise that fucking idiot in the sweatshirt wins. So you have no idea how hot it is right now.
I thought FX.
I can see why you would be confused about the whole vowel thing.
Yes.
Because the title of the film, 48 Hours...
No, that says vowels in it!
...is 48HRS, period, is the title of the movie.
No, that's, no, yeah. No. I knew 48 Hours, but there's an O and a U in there. No, I'm getting Al Sharpton up here. This is bullshit. It's about to be Ferguson up in this piece.
There's a kid. That kid was like, yeah!
No, that's not. I was not 48. No, no. I'm claiming the point. I'm claiming the point.
You can do that?
Yeah.
It's actually
a
weird.
Not 48 hours, but
it's a weird twist in the game. If you say you want the point, you get to just have it.
Of course it's 48 hours. It's the Bus Boys, but there's a. Only you in there.
I thought the Bus Boys part was a real giveaway.
Yeah, it was, but you. I went to the level of school where I learned what vowels were, so I thought that. And just that level, but.
I wasn't sure because I seem to remember a scene of the Bus Boys in Sophie's Choice.
It's true. They do hit a couple of fun stops on their trip.
They're boarding the train, and one says to the other, I'm glad that's not me.
Are they playing a show or just also on the train?
It's unclear in the film. Whether the Bus Boys are journeying for pleasure or business.
So, Roy, you give me the point, right?
Yeah.
Otherwise, I have to go to the black people meeting and talk about straight-up white man trickeration.
Shit.
Yeah.
This How is a many big times moment. Do you think in their career the Bus Boys have shown up at a club and said, we're here, we're the Bus Boys, and then the confusion began?
Twice.
They probably go in the front now. If they go in the back, they just put them to work. But if they come in the front and say, we're the Bus Boys, they can at least point to the marquee.
Solid.
Finally, somebody's doing Bus Boys jokes about that band. From what year was that movie?
1982.
Yes. I think I met one of those guys.
Yeah, Doug, I beg of you, do not fall down a Bus Boys hole right now. The show is only an hour long.
No, we're super ahead of schedule because Rory is our winner. And yeah.
Truly. I did it for Truly.
That is all skill right there.
I'll let Truly decide if the point can go to you.
Yes,
Truly,
so
remember.
We're super ahead of schedule. So just for alternate universe fun, let's start with Ken again. And pick another year for a movie,
do the same
movie
category.
Without any vowels. Yeah, what would have happened if you'd have said 1971 or 2002?
I was pretty sure it was going to be like JFK, and then you did not say 1991 or whatever.
Good job narrowing it down for everybody on the panel.
I think everyone knows JFK did not come out in 1971 or 2002.
I think everyone knows that. I'm pretty sure they still teach it in schools.
Am I picking a year?
Yes, please.
1971.
Listen, that baby's got a nap to get to, so let's not drag this out. What's that?
71.
71. All right. And we're just going to play like before. It's going to come to you next, Kamau.
All right.
2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie from 71 that has no vowels in the title.
Mm-hmm. He's
or does it?
He calls this movie a tale. He also says...
L-E or...
Yes. Yeah, A-L-E. It's a tale.
Vowels.
It's a certain kind of tale. He says it's got a dull script. And he also says that on a reissue, they put out an R-rated version of it.
What year is this?
Good for them.
71.
71. So the original was PG. And that's a rating you never see ever. And five names is all he gives up for this movie. With no vowels. No vowels.
What about... I got nothing. Three.
Three names?
Sure.
Okay.
For no points with nothing on the line.
So much was on the line before. This bag of stuff.
Name it.
Oh, there we
Why
go.
Why did I not get to play in the alternate universe?
I'm sorry. It's... I'm sorry. I
thought things might have gone differently.
Werner,
but let's play. We'll play a third alternate universe with the other one, the one that's left. But let me give you the three names. See what you can do with it. I don't feel good about it. Ian Wolf, Don Pedro Colley, and Maggie McOrney.
The Maggie McOrney.
Yeah, those top two names might have helped out considerably.
This is reparations.
Can you think of anything?
I feel like I'm getting off easy. this is great.
Yeah, no, that's a...
No, this isn't all of it. Oh. This is the
minor,
opening.
Minor yeah. piece.
This is 1/3 billion of what is owed.
What do you think there?
I'm going to...
No vowels.
No vowels. This is obviously... WKRP. The movie on which WKRP in Cincinnati was based.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you how much I want that to be right.
The R-rated version of WKRP.
Now we're talking. There was sex all over the station. You couldn't broadcast.
Young Lonnie Anderson, I'm down.
This is a movie and a company that makes sound systems that's been drilled into our heads for many, many years. It's called THX1138.
Oh, numbers.
Yeah, none of those are vowels as far numbers. As I can tell. I keep looking at them to double check. Let's go one more time. Ken. 2.5 stars. Let me see how many. Yeah, there's lots of names. Let's let this one get to Werner, you guys. 2.5 stars. He says this movie is about a hooligan. He says, check your brains at the door and you'll have a good time. He calls it silly. And he goes, one nice touch, a musical reference to The Third Man. That cannot possibly be a nice touch.
So highbrow, Leonard Maltin.
Yes. And he lists 10 names? 10 names. How many names, Ken Jennings? I recommend 10.
I'm really on a roll here. I'm going to go 10.
Say 10 names would be good. Kamau, I think 9's a great number for you.
I'll say 9.
I think it looks really good on you.
8. 8 sounds great
for
me.
Oh, Rory says 8. Oh, Werner, look what happened.
But it's the year.
2002.
I mentioned the year we are in now. This is taking forever.
We're still 9. We're like, we got like 7 more minutes left in the show.
I can name such a movie in 4 names.
Oh, here we go. Now we come back to Ken Jennings. This is the kind of matchup I wanted to see today.
Four names.
I didn't want Rory to run in here. And...
I sensed it from the moment I saw you backstage.
I'm going to make you do that, Warner. Name that movie.
What's an upset?
How many did you say? Five?
Four.
Oh, honest man.
Was that the test that I passed? I forget how scrupulous you are about the rules of the game when you are actively paying attention to it.
I'm on top of it. This is an exciting moment because nothing matters at this point. Eve was in this movie. You know that lady with the paw prints on her chest?
Certainly. From Philadelphia.
Thomas Ian Griffith. He's got three names. Eve's got one. This is crazy. Richie Muller. Richie spelled R-I-C-H-Y. Never seen it like that before. And Tom Everett were your four names in this movie.
From 2002.
No vowels in the title, 2002. It's about a hooligan. Check your brains at the door. You'll have a good time. Silly. One nice touch. This clue doesn't help at all, I bet. A musical reference to The Third Man. Werner Herzog, for no prizes whatsoever. What's the name of this movie?
Is this film entitled...
So close. It might be a language thing. You might, in other countries it might be pronounced that. But here we call it Triple X. Triple X. Yes. Good old Vin Diesel. That category, I'm glad it's gone forever.
We only spent like half an hour on
it. We just fucking blew it out, you guys. Yeah, it confuses and annoys people.
At least it finally put that baby to sleep. Now you have gone and woken it up.
So who is Rory playing for? Where's the
Truey
person? Where's Truey at? All right, let's get these prizes to you. And if everybody else could pass your name tags down if they have a shithead on the back.
The tepid applause that greets Truey's victory.
So many prizes.
33 cents on that Starbucks card.
Get it, Truey.
Truey, unable to get back to his seat. Existing in the aisle, hoping to not be noticed.
That was the original sign-off of Siskel and Ebert. Until then, we will be existing in the aisles, hoping no one will notice.
What do you got to plug, Ken Jennings? You got any appearances coming up that people should know about? No, I did that on purpose.
I'm here at Bumbershoot tomorrow at 5, Charlotte Martin Theater. Please come by. Obviously, listeners to the podcast, it's too late for you, but I'm speaking to Truey and his friends here in the crowd.
His fellow aisle existers.
Aisle people represent.
Well, thank you, Ken. I always appreciate you coming on and playing with us people that don't know anything and being beaten.
And always losing badly.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never come up against an intellect like Rory's before.
You mean that, Ken?
I do.
I don't You've think got he a does. Real,
that was sincere.
You better not be fooling, Ken. No.
You've got a real top shelf intellect, Rory.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I meant ground floor.
December 9th.
Ground floor to TBS.
Why didn't you stand like that the whole show?
I don't know. I'm kind of liking it now that I'm doing it. Kamau, what do you got going on, man?
I'm going on tour in the fall, so in September and November, yes. And then a baby will be born in the middle of that, but I'll be touring around that.
Oh. Yeah. You're going on tour to get a baby? What happened?
That's how we do it.
All right. Good luck with that. And is there, there's like a website, wkamaubell.com?
That's it.
Beautiful. Yeah, check him out and go see his shows. And Rory, I we already mentioned Ground Floor, but do you have any live dates coming up?
And?
The baby's laughing at the notion that you have a touring career.
The very idea of it amuses this baby.
Who would pay to see him live?
Maybe the baby's delighted by the idea of coming to see you.
Nah, that was mockery. That was mockery. I was watching him.
During my fucking plugs. Wow! I'm going to be performing in exactly 30 minutes. Over at the old Cornish Playhouse. Come on down. Have fun.
Bring the baby.
Bring the child. I hope that baby actually is unsupervised. Like, mine just wandered in
just
here.
Just wandered in. It's a cigar in its mouth. There's babies at every show at Bumbershoot, and that's part of its charm. Werner, what can we say about you or any of your colleagues?
Dead or alive.
He often gives plugs for people whose work he admires.
For myself, I am directing the new campaign by Depends Undergarments designed to take away the stigma of adults wearing diapers. It will not work. And then this evening I am going to the comedy at the Playhouse Theater across the way to see the Dead Authors podcast at 8 p.m.
That should be an awesome show.
I hope the authors are truly dead.
Oh, I think you mean the actors who portray them?
Oh.
Thank you to all of my guests. One more time for Ken Jennings, W. Kamau Bell, Rory Scovel, and Werner Herzog. Rory, you can keep your shithead. I'll be at Zany's in Chicago on September 11th. Don't go anywhere with that. DougLesBlues.com for all things me. And as always, Matt, who chanted tits while I spoke, is a shithead. Sorry I didn't sell that one. Abby Elliott is a shithead. Okay. Doesn't seem very nice. And Windows 8 is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in